attending all of our production meetings and tech meetings.
Sure.
And her tuition is paid up?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all Zoom now, so.
Yeah, she can tuition.
She can do everything from Singapore. Okay.
So let's talk
she
about
kills
the show.
Monsters.
She
it
kills
says
monsters.
Virtual realms. Explain this.
Well, the original play is called She Kills Monsters, and then the playwright, Queen Gwen, decided, you know, being as how things are going to be done virtually, for lack of a better word for the time being, I'm going to adapt the script to the Zoom style of theater. And so She Kills Monsters, semicolon, Virtual Realms is the actual script that they'll be running at the JC. Leslie is the director, and she can give us a better idea of what this play is about.
Gladly. So the play is framed around the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons. And you don't have to be a Dungeons & Dragons player or fan to appreciate the show, because behind that framing device is a really touching family drama about a young woman, Agnes, played by Claire here.
Hello.
Whose younger sister Tilly has died in a tragic bike car accident. And it turns out that Agnes never really took the time to know her geeky younger sister, and she discovers her notebook, which is filled with a Dungeons & Dragons campaign, and she decides to go on the campaign and get to know her sister through playing this game. And it's, I won't give everything away, but that's the premise of it.
It's opening Friday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That would be tomorrow.
Yep.
And it runs the 5th, the 6th, and again on the 12th and 13th, 7 p.m., and then March 14th, a week from Sunday, a 2 p.m. matinee. The author of this play is from where, Japan? No.
He's Vietnamese, but he was born in Arkansas. Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes, indeed.
I'd much rather live in Vietnam.
He's...
than Arkansas.
He's a very dynamic young playwright. He currently works for the Disney Corporation, correct, Leslie?
Yeah, he just wrote the screenplay for Raya and the Last Dragon.
Wow.
Which is opening right now.
Pretty soon.
All right, who can pronounce his name? I bet you can't.
Qui Gwen. Qui Gwen. Believe me, I looked it up and I listened to it.
So
I found a video of him introducing himself so I could pronounce it exactly correctly.
The N is silent.
Yes. The first N, not the second.
Right. Wow, okay.
And he has a theater company in New York called Vampire Cowboys. And they're known for doing really fun kind of comic book-esque productions that have martial arts, kind of role-playing combat in them, and lots of poppy cultural references.
And puppetry, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And so there is puppetry involved in this production, and that's something we can talk to Chris Hakim about. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Terrific.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
How's everything in Singapore?
It's really good here. Pretty hot, yeah.
What time is it there right now?
It is about 7:30 in the morning.
Well, that's not too bad. I don't feel too bad about that.
I love it when we go to the future.
It's 7:30 tomorrow.
It yeah. Okay, back to the future. Yeah.
So, Chris, tell us about your involvement with the show.
So Leslie wanted me to design the set for the show, and after reading the script, there is the part of the script where it kind of mentioned briefly about shadow puppets. So that kind of made me think about, you know, shadow puppet when I was a child growing up in Singapore, in Indonesia, sorry. So this is some, and I kind of took it from there, and because Leslie, because this was supposed to be originally for in-person, like theater, and we kind of planned, around this, you know, shadow puppet, you know, how people are going to, the actors are going to play around with the shadows, but when it changed to the virtual realm, we decided that, you know, this could still be used for Zoom shows. So I created a Cranky, and because a Cranky is kind of like a shadow theater, but in a smaller version. So I decided to, you know, use this Cranky, and, you know, we worked together with Leslie and the whole team, and we decided this is possible for Zoom. So this is kind of how we went to it. And, we also added the element of cardboard to like the weapons and the props, because this is, you know, more of that rough magic thing.
Right.
So this is what I created for the show.
Terrific. Now, Claire, you're playing Agnes, the lead.
Yes.
Were you at all familiar with the world of Dungeons & Dragons before you took this role?
Yes. About a year ago, or probably a year and a half ago, I started getting into Dungeons & Dragons.
Really?
So, yeah, it lined up really well. It's actually kind of funny. The three characters in the show who don't know anything about Dungeons & Dragons are actually played by the three people in the cast who know anything about Dungeons & Dragons, myself included.
I've never understood that Dungeons & Dragons thing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And,
it is of my era, but I am not of it.
It's not of my era, that's for sure.
So you're working with some of these props that Chris was talking about. What
yes.
will you be working with?
I'm working with a cardboard sword, a cardboard shield, a couple of cardboard daggers. It's really fun. It's actually like my size. It's not too heavy, like real swords. So that makes it a little bit easier for combat.
So let's talk about that style of theater, or that element of properties in theater.
Meaning
the cardboard.
The cardboard, yeah. So I didn't know before Chris brought this to my attention, but there's this whole cardboard aesthetic online. Like if you go to Etsy, you know, people are making everything out of a cardboard. And we thought, well, this is super perfect for our program right now, because of all of our technical students can make cardboard props at home without a table saw. And so it worked great. So all of our technicians are very involved in it, and the actors are loving it, and it really gives us that kind of comic book poppy look that we were after, and it makes the fantasy world totally different from the world of reality. So we know when the characters step into the game, because everything is cardboard.
Boy, yeah, I bet this was fun, and it will be fun.
We're having a
blast
doing
this. Yeah.
You've got a cast of 13, all zooming from their own locations, I take it.
Yes. Claire, talk about your setup in your house.
Oh, my setup is a little bit interesting. It's in my room, which is currently being populated by two large frames of black curtains. And then in front of that, on my desk piano area, I have my laptop on about 5 or 6 boxes so that it's at eye level. I have all of my props set up, including giant pom-poms and my weaponry and everything lined up in front of me. I have a backpack on the ground next to me so I can scoop it up and grab it. So basically, about half to two-thirds of my room has been, you know, relegated to this.
Basically, every cast member has to build their own theater.
Yeah.
Very cool. Again, it opens tomorrow night online. It is She Kills Monsters. Leslie was beginning to talk about more about the play until I interrupted.
No, I think we've maybe said enough about the plot.
We don't want to give too much away.
The two sisters. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What we should say is that if you would like to stream this production, we've got a couple of passes available to those who would like to call us at 707-636-1350. If you will give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, somebody from the JC will be in touch with you to get you your access codes on how to watch She Kills Monsters Virtual Realms.
And by the way, Mike DeWald, my illustrious producer, just let me know that it's 7 a.m. in Singapore and 80 degrees.
I think it's 7:29 a.m., actually. 80 degrees sounds
point,
nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that. She Kills Monsters, starting tomorrow, also on Saturday, and then on the 12th and 13th, all of those performances are at 7:30 p.m., and then March 14th, a week from Sunday, you can catch it at 2 p.m. And
remind us why you decided you needed a matinee, Leslie.
We didn't have them in the fall. And then our actor said, you know what? I have my grandmother who lives in New York, and she wants to watch the show, but it's too late at night, and you need a matinee. And so then we figured, oh, now, you know, anybody on the East Coast can watch the show at a reasonable hour.
Right on.
Because with Zoom Theater, streaming theater, like you said, anybody can watch it from anywhere. Your audience is unlimited.
All right. Director Leslie McCauley, performer Claire Grodrian, and on the phone from Singapore, Chris Hakim. Thank you so much, all of you. Check out She Kills Monsters. You can go to
theaterarts.santarosa.edu for all that information.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with comedian from Saturday Night Live, Chris Kattan, and our friend Casey Williams from Sally Tomatoes when we come back on KSRO.